Tell me something good about Connecticut.
The state continues to work hard to provide relief for small businesses and nonprofits in Connecticut that are negatively impacted by COVID-19. This week, Governor Lamont and the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development unveiled a new grant program that could be a lifeline for these organizations. Starting next month, qualifying small businesses and nonprofits in Connecticut can apply for a one-time grant of $5,000. The grant can be used on expenses like payroll, rent, utilities, inventory, or any other costs associated with the state's business sector rules for reopening. Half of the program's funds will be allocated to small businesses and nonprofits located in towns and cities that have been designated as distressed municipalities. The application is going to be available on business.ct.gov the week of November 9th. Be on the lookout for upcoming webinars that DECD will be hosting to help organizations with the grant application. The initiative is called Connecticut Cares Small Business Grant Program. Pretty cool. Now, we've lucked out with a lot of great warm days this fall, but the brisk New England weather will be here before we know it. Now it's time to make the most out of the beautiful season with some last-minute outdoor activities. We've got a couple suggestions for you. There's Mainstream Canoes and Kayaks. They're in New Hartford. You can spend a day kayaking down the Farmington River or paddling on one of the local lakes for a calmer experience. Or if hiking is more your speed, you can check out Bolton Notch State Park in Bolton. Quiet trails are a great alternative to some of the busier hiking locations in the state. The park has a variety of paths that are great for the beginner hiker as well. Macedonia Brook State Park in Kent is offering splendid views of the Catskill and Taconic Mountains. One of the park's great hikes is along the Macedonia Ridge Trail, which crosses Cobble Mountain and other peaks. It offers outstanding views and vistas during the fall. There's also George Waldo State Park in Southbury. Also a quiet hiking spot, it offers more challenging trails for experienced hikers. Plus, there's plenty of scenic spots along the Housatonic River to enjoy some amazing leaf peeping. Now, as a reminder, make sure you check out each destination's website for new safety guidelines and hours before you venture out. And stay tuned for more updates next week when we tell you more good stuff about Connecticut.